Well, it's that time here in Spain where we talk to senior partner from Blevins Franks, Chris McCann. How are you, Chris?
I'm very well, thanks, Howard. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Last week, Blevins Franks senior partner Brett Hansen shared his insights on the financial planning essentials of moving to Spain. Of course, one of the key elements was Spanish taxation and tax planning. It's worth following that up with a discussion on the various benefits of tax planning, this time with Chris. So let's start with the most obvious advantage of tax planning, reducing your tax bill. There probably isn't much we can do about income tax on employment income, but what about on savings and investments and wealth? Can legitimate, compliant tax planning make a big difference to how much tax people pay here in Spain?
Well, the answer is a definite yes. I would say that in relation to most of our clients, in a climate of rising taxes and with tax authorities more focused on the collection of taxes, a major benefit of the advice that we provide are the resultant legal and legitimate tax savings. Despite the availability of ways to reduce one's tax liabilities in Spain, many people still fail to take advantage and unknowingly end up paying more tax than they should. This may include tax on investment income, capital gains when selling investments, and also tax on their overall wealth. Many British expatriates are typically caught out by not reviewing their arrangements for their lives abroad. Once you are no longer resident in the UK, certain assets that were tax efficient in the UK, such as ISAs, UK investment bonds, become fully liable to tax in Spain. It's also worth noting that from this year, further to the UK's exit from the EU, the tax burden could potentially increase in some cases, as UK assets will no longer qualify for any preferable tax treatment given to EU assets.
There's a saying, don't let the tax tail wag the investment dog. Do you agree with this? And how can people find the right balance between tax and investment planning?
I agree that whilst the tax tail shouldn't necessarily wag the investment dog, there are numerous benefits to strategic tax planning, especially for expatriates who have cross-border considerations. In particular, I would highlight four benefits. As we've already mentioned, a reduced tax bill for you, less taxation for your heirs, more estate planning flexibility, and maximising real returns. As regards getting the balance right, it's important to remember that it's not the only leg of the stool, and for your overall financial plan to stand up, it's important to have the other legs in place, namely investment planning, pension planning, and estate planning. As everybody's circumstances are different, it's important to discuss your affairs with somebody who can help you to achieve the right balance.
What about pension funds and pension income and lump sums? Can retired expatriates reduce their tax liabilities here in Spain?
Well, if you are a Spanish tax resident, then your Spanish income will in most cases be liable to Spanish income tax. This includes all UK state pension income and private pension income, such as income from SIPs. In relation to cash lump sums from pensions, if taken as a Spanish resident, they will also be subject to income tax in Spain. One other thing to note is that UK pensions have generally been exempt from Spanish wealth tax. But since Brexit, now that UK pensions have become third country or non-EU EEA assets, they may no longer qualify for the exclusion. In other words, UK personal pensions, and including SIPs, may now fall into the Spanish wealth tax calculation. A way for expatriates to protect their pensions from Spanish taxes would be to consider a transfer to a qualifying recognised overseas pension scheme, otherwise known as a CuROPS. As this is a relatively complex area of planning, as a rule, I would strongly recommend any listeners whose accumulated pension funds are in excess of, say, £500,000, whether they have taken benefits or not, contact us and we'll be able to help them determine, firstly, if they have a potential problem, and if so, to advise how a cure-ups might be used to solve the problem.
Can strategic tax planning provide other estate planning benefits?
As regards estate planning benefits, strategic tax planning can help make things easier for your family when you are gone. Many investment arrangements that provide tax efficiency also offer more estate planning flexibility and control. For example, most UK pensions are only transferable to your spouse on death, but when transferred to a cure-ups, already invested in a suitable tax-efficient structure for Spain, you are able to pass on to other chosen beneficiaries, often without the need to go through probate.
If a British expatriate had careful strategic tax planning in place when they were still living in the UK, will this still need revising for Spain?
If you're resident in Spain rather than the UK, this will have a significant impact on your tax planning. Regardless of how effective your tax planning in the UK was, you pretty much need to start afresh in Spain. What was tax efficient in the UK is unlikely to be tax efficient here. You need to explore the compliant arrangements available in Spain to establish what would work for your aims and how much tax you can save.
So what steps should people take to get the best results with their tax planning and to make sure their arrangements are compliant and suitable for Spain?
It's easy to get DIY tax planning wrong, especially with the regulatory goalposts changing all the time. Expatriates have the added complication of having to deal with the tax rules of more than one country at a time when global tax scrutiny is at its highest. Getting it wrong can not only lead to an unwelcome and unexpected tax bill for you or your heirs, you could end up facing a tax investigation. It is important to make sure your tax planning is not done in isolation or as an afterthought. It should be a fundamental part of your investment, pensions, estate planning, and overall wealth management approach. Many people only consider segments of their finances at a time. They may have bought shares in companies they like and/or invested in funds recommended by an advisor years ago. They then may speak to a tax accountant about Spanish taxation and tax planning opportunities. Then they might speak to a lawyer about setting up a Spanish will, and at some point they might look into their pension funds. For truly effective financial planning, you need to consider all these various aspects together at the same time. Tax planning, estate planning, investment planning, and pension planning. Every family is different, and your strategic financial planning must be carefully designed for you specifically. All the various aspects should work cohesively together to create an overall wealth management plan that provides long-term financial security for yourself and achieves your wishes for your heirs. For peace of mind that you have covered everything and have understood the intricacies of Spanish taxation, and that making one financial decision will not have unexpected consequences on another, I would recommend taking professional advice from a suitably qualified advisor such as Blevins Franks. My advice to any listeners that have not yet investigated how they might improve their tax positions in Spain should invest an hour or two of their time meeting with a local Blevins Franks partner to learn about what is possible. There's no cost for an initial chat, and it might result in significant savings for many years to come.
And I suppose the best point of contact is the website.
Yes, people can visit our website, blevinsfranks.com. They'll be able to access the contact details of all of our local partners. They may also fill in a contact form on the website. And if they do, somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch as soon as possible to arrange the most appropriate next steps.
Many thanks. We'll talk again in a fortnight.
Thanks, Howard. Speak again soon. Bye for now.